This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to look at verse 35. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my Son in whom I have chosen. Listen to him." I want to suggest something to you today that people in this room need to listen to the Lord for the first time. Do you know how you know you're listening to the Word of God for the first time? I'll let you in on a little secret. It's when you come to a service like this and you leave and there's something you feel inside in your spirit. You say, you know what? I've never felt that before. It's when you're home and alone and you're reading from the Word of God and something convicts your spirit and you say, I never felt this before. I want to tell you what's happening. You're listening. Where listening really happens, not in the ear, in the mind, the intellect. Listening happens in the heart. Listening happens in the heart. The Lord God Almighty could be saying to somebody today, listen to my Son, Jesus Christ. Well, I want us to move on to the next passage very briefly about Jesus coming down from this mountain of transfiguration and having an encounter with a demon. Get this, a demon-possessed child. I need to say something right at the beginning because people don't understand this and I have trouble with it. Why would a demon possess a child? Randy, just a few weeks ago, you said we had to open up our lives to the occult to become demon-possessed. I think that's true. I think we have to open our lives to things that are vile and wrong, and the demonic spirits have open gateway into our lives. I believe that. So why would a demon possess a child? And here's my explanation. When Jesus was on earth, I believe that Satan declared all-out war on the kingdom of God. And so nothing was safe, so to speak. And so even a child could have been possessed by a demon. Satan called up the reserves. He canceled all leaves of the demonic spirit, so to speak. And all the demonic forces of hell were launched against the kingdom of God when Jesus walked on this earth. That's my personal opinion. That's why we read this next passage, verse 37. The next day when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met them. A man in the crowd cried out, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. For he is my only child." A spirit seizes him and he suddenly screams. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It scarcely ever leaves him and is destroying him. "I begged your disciples to drive it out, but they could not." "O unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." Even while the boy was coming, the demon threw him to the ground in a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the evil spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the greatness of God. They were all amazed at the greatness of God. And somehow the parents knew that this was more than just a medical condition. And they approached the disciples. The disciples could not help him. And so they approach Jesus, and Jesus says the words I love, "Bring me the boy. I can take care of him." Why is that? Because Jesus had all authority and all power. And I want you to notice something, that all that Jesus did was rebuke the demon. He rebuked the evil spirit, healed the boy, and then gave him back to his father.
Well, I hope you realize the power of that statement in Luke 9, that Jesus gave that boy, released from demonic power, back to his father. The Lord has power today to work in your life and in my life. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Look at it and look at a feature called Visual Stories. That's Visual Stories on crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.